What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
By the way, shout out Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yes.
There is something deeply wrong that off-air Stoney was absolutely singing that song. Mm-hmm. With our edited words. Okay? That's a
Let's
real problem.
Give the boy a hand.
Okay, you're done.
Okay.
I want to read this report to you. Mm-hmm. And some people are going to get all upset, but I think their anger is misguided. And instead of being mad at me or you or this station, I think you should be mad at your team. Because ultimately, when you reach a certain point, you are either all in to win or you're not. Okay? And if I have to hear somebody say, but they don't have the money, you don't understand. I understand the salary cap just fine.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Tigers.
No. Tom Pelissero. You like Tom Pelissero?
He's all right.
NFL insider.
He's respectable.
That's the key. Quote, it's a complicated situation. That situation would be Trey Hendrickson. We'll see if it advances, but I can tell you there are several teams over the past week that have checked in with the Bengals. There have been talks. It's not close to a deal actually getting done. But basically, Trey Hendrickson is not going to play on this contract. And the Bengals are listening to trade offers. That is the report. That is Tom Pelissero. If you're angry about that, go ahead and Google him or email him. The point is this. We are sitting here, and all jokes aside that Lawrence Taylor is now probably out for the year, a.k.a. Bob El Hassamine, because the day they drafted him, you guys were Costa just drinking the blue Kool-Aid that this sixth-round pick from Boise was going to be the second coming of Jared Allen.
He looked good early, but...
The point is this. You are still entrusting Marcus Davenport as the linchpin to your defense, which is insane to me, but people in that building believe he's the key to the defense, that he's the perfect player opposite Hutch. I'm going to ask you this question one more time. Are you sure you're comfortable with your team not doing everything in their power to win it all? Because make no mistake, you're not all in. You could tell yourself that while you're wearing your foam engine block, but you're not all in. And when Brad Holmes goes on a cheeky little pod, well, people don't understand. We understand just fine that there's no way in H-E-double-L hell you're paying Jared Goff $70 million next year. You will adjust his deal. You will renegotiate it. You will do the same thing with Amon-Ra. You will do the same thing with Penei Sewell.
And the cap is going up appreciably next year.
So please spare me the you just don't understand. No, we do understand. You're rigid. You have a plan. You believe you invented football. And you're not deviating. That's different than you don't understand or we can't do something. Make no mistake. I would incur whatever happens on the other side of the rainbow bridge. If I acquire Hendrickson this year, and it means I'm not signing J-Mo, or I'm not signing a Laporta, or I'm not signing a Brian Branch, I sign up for that. Because the reality is you're not signing at least two of those three after you pay Hutch. If you put Hendrickson and Hutch on the field, you immediately become the favorite in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl. You have the most unblockable duo this side of Houston with Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. So here's what I want to do, Mike, because then I'm turning it to you and I'm leaving.
Okay.
I want to hear from the people. Are you seriously okay if you find out the Lions aren't one of the seven teams that have checked in? That they're not even trying? And that they are more beholden to their plan than they are the pursuit of a 70-year curse breaker and winning a championship?
Now, we have to tell people what we believe, I think it was what Diana Rossini put out, is what the asking price would be, which is a number one pick and a young defensive player.
Great. I'll give you a first and Brian Burns.
Brian Branch.
Brian. Sorry, I have Brian Burns on my leap team.
Yes.
Brian Branch. I'd go Branch in a one. Wouldn't think twice.
I would do that.
You paid Kirby. I can't pay every safety.
Right. I'd rather, although Cincinnati wouldn't take it because of the contract, I'd rather trade Kirby in the number one.
Can't do it.
But you can't do it. Would I rather have Trey Hendrickson or Brian Branch and a number one draft choice? It's not an easy fix, but I would do it on one condition. I'd have to make sure that Hendrickson is signed not just for this year.
Three-year deal, option for a fourth.
Okay. I'm in. I'm all in. As good as Brian Branch is, this is not about Brian Branch. It's about a philosophy that I have that others have. In order to be a really good football team, a great team, an elite team, you have to have a really good quarterback, you have to protect that quarterback, and you have to be able to get to the other team's quarterback. As good as Brian Branch is, I'll say it again.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
If you can create havoc with two elite defenders, you make that, pass rushers, you make that deal. Having two elite pass rushers is more important in my world than having two elite safeties. End of story.
And again, the cap for this season is set at a new record high of $280 million. That was an increase of $23.8 million. From year over year, even if it goes up by half of that, you are going to see the better part of $295 million as the projected cap in this league. It is going up. It will absorb some of the contract. You will then tinker with current deals, and you can absolutely make it happen. You're choosing not to do it. That's distinctly different. Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
And the other thing is, Hendrickson, look, is he the best defensive lineman out there? No, but he's really freaking good. And you have this window. I know windows in this town, for some reason, like to be closed up or told we're illusions or whatever.
No, if the window isn't there, you can't ever pressure the franchise. That's why the GMs in this town don't like championship windows.
I think it's... I wouldn't say it's a no-brainer, but it's a move that should be made.
But part of what I want to discuss is this. Would you be okay knowing the Lions never checked in?
No.
I wouldn't.
No, we always say, cliche, make the call. I'm sure they...
Tom Pelissero says, half dozen teams have reached out. Are you okay if you know the Lions aren't one of those teams? See, I'm not. That's really the thing. I don't want to do a Hendrickson redux where I get a bunch of ding-a-lings calling in and telling me either he sucks or we can't do it. I'm not interested.
No.
I want to know if you're okay that your team won't go all in. They won't. They patently refuse.
And here's the other thing, okay? If you're trading, forgetting about the contract, which I know is very important, but if you're trading Brian Branch and a number one for Trey Hendrickson, and you're going to say you don't want to give up that much, you're telling me that the Lions are going to be, 25 or better first-round pick.
Correct.
Wouldn't you rather have Trey Hendrickson than the 29th pick in the draft?
That's...
Right? Listen, am I wrong?
Here's the other viewpoint. It's an investment in Aiden. By investing in Trey Hendrickson, you're investing in Aiden Hutchinson at a point where you're about to pay him the better part of $45, $44, $43 million a year. If I put Trey Hendrickson on the other side of him, you are actually creating a better ROI on your money. But this is the problem in this town. None of these teams are willing to risk it for the biscuit. None of them. And that's partly why I don't think you're ever going to get home now. And last year, it's always going to be what if. What if we didn't have injuries? What if we played better? What if? What if? But it's dead. It's gone. It's over. And in the here and now, no, I don't think this is a Super Bowl team. And your refusal to deviate from your plan and your obsession with just signing your own. Think about this. What team can tell their fan base they are all in when they have $42 million in existing cap right now?
No, you can't. Now, I don't think
but that's going to be Aiden's money. I know that. But it doesn't help me now.
In fairness to them, I don't think they've ever said they're all in either.
That's an even bigger issue. You had a 17-point lead in the NFC title game and blew it. And then you got aced out by a rookie. Injuries or not, Jaden Daniels came here and played Tecmo Bowl. There is one goal, Super Bowl or bust, right?
Yeah.
Then act like it.
Well, see, but here's the problem, though, Stoney, is because Brad Holmes before last season said it was Super Bowl or bust. Then they lose in the playoffs, and he changed his tune on a window.
Right. The difference between Brad Holmes and Howie Roseman is this conversation right here.
Right.
There is no scenario I could say Howie Roseman and the Eagles are not all in.
Now, I don't know if that comes from ownership or not, because I know Jeffrey Lurie is all MFing in all the time.
That's right. And again, okay, hard guy. The Eagles lost some players this year. Yeah, you know what? Dismantled Chiefs. Win second Super Bowl in decade. Go to third Super Bowl in decade. These are the rooms you're not invited to. These are the meetings you are not attending.
And I don't care that the Eagles lost guys. You know why? They won the Super Bowl!
That's the whole point, Mike. You replace those players. I want to know from Lion fans, why, if you're okay with not being all in, why? Because it just seems like you're good with just being good. That for a town that has never experienced a Super Bowl appearance, much less victory.
See, I won't go that far. I'll just think that they believe that the roster they've assembled is good enough to get it done.
Well, what if you could make that roster better?
That's where my point is.
But they're more concerned with season tickets in 2028. That's what it feels like.
Oh, no, not season tickets. They're sold out for the next 10 years.
My point, yeah, really? And the prices keep going up.
I know.
And I think they like living that life. I don't think they want to take a step back. I don't think they want to risk ever leaving the position they're in right now. And that's not what this is about. We have never, Mike, you're not exactly 25 anymore.
I know.
They've never even been to a Super Bowl.
Really?
No, my point is they're not doing everything in their power, and this fan base seems okay with that. That's what I don't understand.
Well, when you've been browbeat for so long, sometimes your expectations for some people are lower. But to me, when you've gotten past that, where we actually won two playoff games in one season, then your expectations rise, your management
no
should rise.
No serious Super Bowl team should be entrusting the fate of their season on Marcus Davenport. Guy started three games in 2 years.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.